From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 931st broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Marty Robbins.
Well, I just been thinking things over. My heart is flowing with tears. My life just don't seem worth living. And it's been this way for years. My skies have all turned to gray now. And I just walk the soles off of my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I just knee deep in the blue.
Thank you, folks, and a mighty friendly welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's lineup of stars, Rod Brasfield, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Old Hickory Singers, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Opry Gang.
Oh, that's right, and our guest star is a young Decca record artist that everybody knows and likes, Justin Tubb. Well, sir, the picking is singing and fun keeps going right now with four Grand Ole Opry favorites. Here they are, the Old Hickory Singers, doing Meet Me in St. Louis, Louie.
Now Louie came home to the fair. He hung up his coat and his hair. He gazed all around, but no whitey he found. So he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It ran, Louie dear, it's too slow for me here. So I think I will go for a ride.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louie.
At the fair.
Don't tell me the lights are turning
any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie. I will be your tootsie-woochie. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
Mighty fine, men. Thank you very much. Well, we're not going to make a fancy speech about our guest tonight because he's as much a part of the Grand Ole Opry as any of us. So let's just make a real big welcome noise for Justin Tubb.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, folks.
Well, I see you brought along a couple of songs, Justin.
About five or six, Marty. Just whatever you think you need.
Well, sir, I think you'd better save a couple of them, Justin, for all the folks you'll be visiting with next week or so. Where are you heading for this time?
We're going out into Missouri, Marty, to do some county fair dates out in there.
Well, before you take off for all these directions, how about a song or two, okay?
How about one called If You'll Be My Love?
Fine, I'll try it with all my heart.
Do what to do, what to do, what to do, what to do.
Boom, 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 boom.
If you'll be my love, come on, baby. If you'll be my love, I'll kiss you like a baby,
baby, baby.
Hug you like a baby,
baby, baby.
Treat you like a baby.
Baby.
If you'll be my love, love you, baby.
if you'll be my love. Well, I've been a-wanting you far too long. You really got my head in a spin. The door to my heart is open all the way, so all you gotta do is walk right in. I'll let you wear my sweater,
sweater, sweater,
with my school letter,
letter,
and maybe something better,
better, better,
if you'll be my love. Come on, baby, if you'll be my love.
Folks, it's been writing in and asking the correct way to light a pipe correctly.
Rod.
Well, sir, now there's a lot of ways. There's matches, a lighter, a blowtorch.
Rod Brassfield.
An army flamethrower.
Rodney, please.
I ain't finished. Point is, friends, no matter how you light your pipe, mind that be sure it's got packed with naturally tasty P.A., Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, now you're making sense, boy, because P.A. sure gives a fella real pipe smoking comfort. It's always fresh and cool, always crimp cut to burn long and even.
And you Meccan men, Prince Albert and an OCB paper will give you a good-looking, fine-tasting Meccan cigarette every time.
Just like Rodney says, doesn't matter how you light up or when or where. Just make sure that your next pipeful or your next Meccan cigarette is Prince Albert. Naturally tasty, really enjoyable Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, so the fiddle's kicking out an old tune called Old Joe Clark, and everybody's grabbing a partner, so let's all join in and dance with the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers.
Well, sir, I wonder if you folks have ever noticed how many of our fine sacred songs include the thought of mother. We'd like to do one of them for you tonight, a real pretty song, we think, called Pray For Me, Mother of Mine.
I've gained wealth and fame, yet I'm not satisfied. Pray for me, mother of mine. My footsteps have strayed from the straight, narrow way. Pray for me, mother of mine. As you hear me singing, I know you'll be blue, But I wrote this song, Mom, especially for you. Though I don't write you as much as I should, pray for me, Mother of mine. Remember the time when you take me to church, when I was a small little boy. How well I remember the songs I would sing. It fills your dear heart full of joy. I'm weary and tired, Mom. I want you to know that I need your prayers as I did long ago. Kneel down and pray that I might find the way. Pray for me, Mother of mine.
Well, sir, thank you, folks. Thank you very much. You know, it looks like the parade of record labels is sort of on tonight. I'm holding down home plate for the Columbia folks. Justin Tubb is helping out on the deck, of course. And here comes the RCA entry, the finest picker we've ever known. Chet Atkins doing the Portuguese Washerwoman. Sir Chester, that was mighty fine. Here comes that old sublime to ridiculous line, but what else? From Chet Atkins' fine playing, we go now to a man who could very well be the most ridiculous thing that ever happened. Here he is, Rodney Brasfield.
Much obliged, man. Thank you. Hello there, boy.
Hi, Rodney.
Glad to see you, Marty.
Happy here.
I sure am glad to see you. I thought I wasn't going to get here tonight.
How come?
Boy, the traffic is so terrible out on the highways, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
I run out of gasoline in Little Rock, Arkansas, and didn't know it till I got to Mobile, Alabama. Boy, it sure is crowded.
It's...
Well, Sir Marty, you know the fire starts pretty soon, don't it?
Oh, yeah. Just
boy,
a couple
it's
weeks
next
now.
Month, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I hope I have as much fun this year as I did last year.
Did you have a lot of fun?
Man, I took my gal Susie one night to the fire there, and did we have fun.
Yeah.
I took her through that there tunnel of love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good time?
Did we have a good time? You know something?
What?
My boat beat hers in by a minute and a half.
Sure.
Yes, sir, we did have fun. Then I drove her home in my old car after we left the fire, see?
Yeah.
But I was a gentleman.
Now,
You know what a gentleman is?
No, that's what is a gentleman?
That's a wolf with patience.
Rodney,
We was... We was driving along, Garcia, and she was sitting right up next to me there going home.
Did you kiss her?
Did I kiss her? I just backed my ears and popped into her there, boy. I sure did. I kissed her, and just as I did, I says, "Honey, you're the first girl I ever kissed," as I shifted gears with my knees. Then we got down to her house, and I walked her to the porch just like a gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
And was going to kiss her again, see?
Uh-huh.
And just as I started telling her goodnight, they got an old dog down there that just don't like me at all.
Oh, yeah. Seen that.
One of them old chows.
Oh, yeah.
He come around that porch after me, and I saw it as we was playing checkers.
Yeah.
It was my move. I went around that house about three times, and I was going so fast, my hip pockets was dipping sand, brother. Finally, I saw he was gaining on me, and there's a big old tree there in the yard, and I made a long leap for that first limb, and just as I leaped for that limb, he got me.
Where?
Where? I said, he got me.
Okay.
She hollered out there and said, "Rob, don't be scared of that old dog. That old dog won't bite. He won't hurt. She says his bark's worse than his bite." I said, "Well, if that's so, go bring me a needle and thread. He just barked the seat out of my britches." Boy, I sure did feel a draft. Hey, Marty, have you noticed? I was just noticing coming down here tonight how the women's dresses, their styles and all is changing.
Yeah, me
Ain't
too.
It getting to be something?
It sure is.
I tell you the truth, you see your wife one day and the waistline of her dress is where it ought to be.
That's right.
Next time you see her, it's up around her neck.
Yeah.
Next time you see her, it's down around her ankles.
Yeah.
When you go to hug your wife, you don't know whether you're going to hug her, trip her, or choke her to death.
Say, Rodney, I read in the paper this week where they're going to start making all the ladies' dresses out of paper. Newspaper.
Women's dresses made out of newspaper.
That's right. No kidding.
Great gobs of goose eggs. Now, brother, that's going to be a mess, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine standing down here waiting for a light to change and a lady standing there by you and you reach over and tap her on the shoulder and say, "Pardon me, ma'am, but you've got a rip in your won't add section." You down. I don't know. That ain't going to get it, brother. That's going to be bad. I imagine while a woman's liable to have Jane Mansfield on her shoulder and be sitting on, believe it or not. Can you just imagine a woman walking down the street with a pine waist and a red oak skirt on? Supposing a knot hole was to drop out. I think that ought to be looked into. Not changing the subject, but I meant to ask you, are you still going with that good-looking girl you used to go with all the time?
No, Rodney, I got married. Been married 3 years.
No kidding.
Yep, that's right.
Married 3 years?
Yep.
Well, I'll declare I didn't know that. Who did you marry, Marty?
Viola Fish.
Viola Fish. Fish?
Fish.
Have y'all got any little minners?
You mean little babies?
Yeah, little old bundles, bundles of joy.
Yeah, we got six of them.
Yeah, you got six of them.
Yep.
Married 3 years.
Yeah.
Six?
Six.
Hey, Marty, I didn't ask your telephone number. I asked if you had any children.
Well, now, just before you get all head up here, Rodney, let me explain this. You know, now,
the first
year we were married, why, we went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, ain't that a pretty place?
No,
I went
really
there one time. I remember it just as well.
She presented me with a little old boy. One little boy.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, that little diggers. I'd love to see you.
And the second year we were married, why, we went to visit the Twin Cities.
Twin Cities?
Yeah, Minneapolis and St. Paul. And she presented me with twins.
Sure enough. Two of them.
Two of them.
Well,
that's
I declare, that's three.
And the third year we were married, why, we went up to visit Three Forks, Michigan.
Me?
Yeah. And believe it or not, she presented me with triplets.
Well, I do know.
Yeah.
Triplets.
That's right.
Boy, it's a good thing you didn't take her to visit the Thousand Islands, ain't it?
Hey,
Marty. Scoot over a minute and give me a little bit of room, Hall.
Oh, what are you swinging there, a baseball bat or something, Justin?
No, but just need room for me and my pipe and time enough to say that no matter what sort of pipe you guys smoke out there, from corn cob to briar to meerschaum, you pack your pipe with good P.A., Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Because P.A. is always fresh, always cool smoking.
Yes, sir.
And because P.A. is crimp cut to burn long and cool to give you a really comfortable smoke.
Yes, sir.
And best of all, because Prince Albert alone keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco and brings it out finer, richer, and tastier.
Yes, sir, Marty. And you guys who roll your own, you can roll your way to the very same comfort and coolness and rich tobacco flavor with Prince Albert and OCB paper.
So, pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the National Joy Smoke, naturally tasty Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, old Justin Tubb. What are you going to sing for us now, Justin?
Well, old Marty, how about one called The Party Is Over?
Mighty fine song. Go right ahead.
All the guests standing round having fun, but I can't seem to get started. I just sit here alone, heavy hearted, for the party is over for me. I waited for you like I promised I would, looking forward to the fun we'd have together. Then you came to the door. That floats so freely, and this room was such a melody, like this heart inside of me. The party is over for me. All the guests feeling gay, I've departed, and I sit here alone, heavy hearted, for the party is over for me.
Our guest star, Justin Tubb, with his brand new ballad and a mighty pretty one, too, Justin. Thank you very much. Well, sir, it's piano time, and that means the queen of the country keyboard, Miss Delwood, and her brand new RCA Victor recording of Chickaboo.
Thank you.
Mighty good, Dell. Thank you very much.
We really enjoyed it. Here's a little tune that we enjoy doing again, especially for Miss Dell. She asked for this one right here.
Well, I never felt more like sailing, 'cause I never thought that I ever should have loved you. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. Sun and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Well, sir, we hope that you folks had a fine time here at the Grand Ole Opry, and we hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. Those up in the driver's seat will be the young sheriff, Perrin Young. Perrin's bringing along Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. So till then, this is Marty Robinson. Thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Hey, Dave, ever notice the natural curiosity of cigarette smokers?
Sure have, David. They sort of like to look around before they settle down with one brand.
Yeah, and boy, with all the different brands and kinds on the market today, they sure have plenty to choose from.
Yes, but there's one cigarette that real smokers always come to sooner or later. That's Camels. More people today select Camels than any other brand of any kind.
Well, that figures. No other cigarette brings you the same full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos.
Of course, and that's why no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's.
Say, folks, why don't you find out for yourselves the difference between just smoking and Camel's?
That's right. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.
WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.